I'm Mark Richardson. I've been involved in Transition Town since 2008. It's so good that it builds my confidence to get out with the community and get engagement. The events like this are really good because we get the community to come and, more than engage, they can suggest how they want these spaces to be used in the future. So we get engagement by doing, and from 5-year-old children in Transition Town, Crystal Palace Buds, actually engaging and bringing their parents here and planting and weeding or just enjoying the open space that was a derelict space about 5 years ago. We had 50 people bramble bashing in this area. A neglected corner of Upper Norwood's been brought back into community use. It's for everybody to come and use the space for what fits with their lifestyle. And we're here to support them. Crystal Palace Overground Festival has been a fantastic venue. We've had up to 6,000 people in the park. It's basically for the community to celebrate what's good in Crystal Palace and meet all their neighbours. The venue is moving from Westo Park to Crystal Palace Park. We have a community area in Crystal Palace Park which expresses all the passionate groups that work in the area. I first met Nikki because of obviously a connection with Bernie. When she came here originally, looking at the under 5 provision and trying to support families, I think it's absolutely crucial that we recognise that a lot of the support for families has been withdrawn, and we've got to look at new ways of engaging as a community and helping support families. One of the things I'm involved in is a neighbourhood forum, and we've actually had 28 students from London universities doing their master's dissertation as town planners around Crystal Palace, looking at assets, service provision in particular, where it works in one of the 5 boroughs and doesn't work in the others. We're looking at housing and seeing where the housing situation is falling down.